The rise of Islam changed the history of the world, and it also had, as you can imagine, a profound effect upon the Jewish people. As we know, most of the Jews at that time in the 7th century lived in Babylonia and lived in Palestine, in Eretz Israel. And both of those countries were overrun by the Arabs, by the Muslims, and the Persian, Parthian, Babylonian rulers all were not only dispossessed, but they all were converted by the sword to becoming Muslims. And the attitude, therefore, towards the Jews and towards the Jewish community changed. It became now a Muslim attitude instead of the previous Persian attitude. Now, one of the strange things in the history of the world is that even though the Jews fought pitched battles with the Greeks and with the Romans, and before that with the Canaanites and with all of the other pagan empires in the world, on an overall basis, the pagans were less cruel and persecuted the Jews less than the monotheistic religions. And that we can understand, I think, because the monotheistic religions, the two monotheistic religions, Christianity and Islam, are exclusive religions. And by exclusive religions, I mean that if you are not a Muslim, then you're not going to taste the fruits of the world to come, of paradise. And if you're not a Christian, then you automatically are doomed to hell. Or as one of the leading fundamentalist theologians in our time phrased it, God does not hear the prayer of Jews. So God is also exclusive. The only one of the monotheistic religions that is not exclusive is Judaism, which states that the righteous people of all nations who observe the 7 commandments of the children of Noah and have a moral and decent society are entitled to their share in the world to come. And in fact, that is the basis for the Jewish attitude towards proselytization, towards converts. We are not looking for converts because it is not necessary for anyone to become Jewish in order to achieve his goal or function or salvation or whatever word we want to use in this world. And in fact, by becoming Jewish, he or she undertakes a much greater burden, and therefore you're not necessarily doing the person a favor. Therefore, according to traditional Judaism, if someone wants to become a Jew, he or she must really want to become a Jew. They've got to knock at the door more than once. They have to almost force their way in. And that is based upon this theological viewpoint that one need not be Jewish in order to achieve greatness, spiritual greatness, personal salvation, whatever word we want to use in the world. But among the Muslims and among the Christians, either you are or you aren't. And if you aren't, then you're doomed. And because of that, therefore, the Jews had a much rougher time amongst the monotheistic religions than they had among the pagan religions. It's one of the ironies of history. It's a very strange thing because Judaism's great intellectual enemy is paganism. But in terms of physical persecution, the physical persecution was and remains almost the exclusive domain of the monotheistic religions. Another reason a psychological reason that would help us understand this as well is that we see that throughout the world. There is no fight like a family fight. We all know that.